first Christmas tree. Grandpa had never had a Christmas tree, but he had seen Christmas trees at the schoolhouse when they had the Christmas program each year. They always had a nice Christmas tree and a program where the children sang songs and spoke pieces and then did different stunts. And then Santa Claus came and passed out the presents. And it was really a nice occasion. And most people in the neighborhood came to see this program. And the schoolhouse was packed. Packed so full there wasn't even standing room left. And then there was the wood stove in the center of the school. And it was all kept supplied with wood, so there was a good fire. And when there's a big crowd there, it made it plenty warm. I'll never forget one time when we had one of these programs, and it came time for Santa Claus, and it happened that Mrs. Santa Claus came along with Mr. Santa Claus, and they were all dressed up in their fur coat, and they came in and managed to squeeze their way through the crowd up to the Christmas tree, and they were beginning to pass the presents out. And everybody was having a good time, except Mrs. Santa Claus. It was getting rather hot for her. So she stood it as long as she could, and then she took her fur coat off. Well, she didn't look much different than some other women in the neighborhood, so it wasn't really so much of a surprise. Well, when Grandpa was about 14, he thought he'd like to have a Christmas tree. But where was he going to get one? They didn't have them for sale at the gas station, because there were no gas stations then. And the Boy Scouts weren't selling them, because there were no Boy Scouts in the country then. And the grocery stores didn't sell them, because there were so many trees around in the woods, a person could get a Christmas tree pretty handy. And if they did sell them, Grandpa didn't have any money to get them with. But Grandpa knew how he could get a Christmas tree. So he took his axe and went back to the swamp. The swamp is a part of the woods where it's low and wet, and that is the place the Christmas trees like to grow. So after looking around a few minutes, he found a tree that was nice, a pretty shaped little tree, just about his size. So he cut the tree and brought it home and said to his mother, "I've got a Christmas tree." She said, "What are you going to do with it?" "Well, bring it in the house. Well, what are you going to do with it?" she said. Well, Grandpa thought, we didn't have any colored lights to light it. And if we did have, we didn't have any place to plug them in, because we didn't have any electricity in the house. And there was no electricity in any of the houses in the neighborhood. We didn't have anything to decorate the tree with, so what would we do with it? Oh, yes, there's presents. Well, yes, we did. We would get a present every year or two for Christmas, each one of us. So we did have a few presents to put around it. But after thinking it over, we thought, well, what's the use of a Christmas tree? So Grandpa didn't have a Christmas tree after all. But Grandpa grew up, and he learned to realize that it isn't what we have that makes us happy, but what we are satisfied without.